First tonight on PM, one of the world's largest coal mines, certainly Australia's biggest, is a step closer to operating in Queensland following environmental approval from the federal government this afternoon. That nod comes after a lengthy court process during which a previous approval for the Carmichael mine was scrapped on legal grounds. The government says the project will bring much-needed jobs to central Queensland, but green groups are predicting it'll cause huge environmental damage. Political reporter Tom Eagleton has more from Canberra.
Adani, the Indian company proposing to build the Carmichael mine, expected to win approval, and today it got it. It says the project will create 10,000 direct and indirect jobs and $22 billion in taxes over the lifetime of the project. It released a statement this afternoon welcoming its approval.
We look forward to the remaining government approvals and decision processes being dealt with promptly to ensure these job-creating projects get back on track.
But there's been a flood of negative reaction from Green activists. A group of traditional owners in the Galilee Basin, where the mine's to be built, is calling the government environmentally and morally bankrupt. The Australian Conservation Group labels the approval grossly irresponsible. Ellen Roberts represents an influential local outfit, the Mackay Conservation Group.
We're deeply disappointed with Minister Hunt's decision today. This will be the largest coal mine in Australia and one of the biggest in the world, with devastating impacts on the global climate, on endangered species and biodiversity, on groundwater.
Court action by the Mackay Conservation Group caused the last environmental approval to be trashed, a victory that's turned out to be temporary.
The fact that we won the court challenge meant that Minister Hunt had the chance to again look at the Carmichael mine. The second time around, there was a lot more information in front of him as a result of separate proceedings in Queensland, a lot of more and rigorous information about what the actual environmental impacts of the mine would be, strongly giving him grounds to refuse the mine.
When it comes to the group's next legal tactic, it's playing its cards close to its chest.
I'm sure that there's people around Australia that are going to be looking very closely at disapproval and what their options are.
In other words, there could be an appeal in the works from you or from perhaps one of the other groups?
This is a completely fresh approval, and each one obviously has to be looked on its merits, but serious concerns about the mine remain.
The effect of burning the coal that's to be mined in the Galilee is one of the environmental group's main concerns. Another is the danger to local species such as the black-throated finch, despite what the government's calling strict new conditions to protect its habitat.
It's a numbers game, you know, increasing offsetting, but there's no on-the-ground evidence that it's going to work in this case, and most likely that bird will be pushed to extinction.
LNP backbencher George Christensen represents one of the central Queensland electorates who'd be likely to see the economic benefits of the mine.
I'd say a lot of people throughout north and central Queensland will be very happy with this news, particularly regions such as Bowen and Mackay and Collinsville, which are struggling in terms of employment and business opportunities. This is a light at the end of the tunnel for all of those communities that are feeling it fairly tough at the moment.
He's dismissing Green Group's continuing concerns about the local environment.
Let's forget all the talk about skinks and snakes and the Great Barrier Reef, because the reality is the extremists in the environmental movement that are dead against this are against coal.
New conditions have been added to the latest approval, conditions the government says will ensure the highest environmental standards are met.
The government and the Federal Environment Department have assessed this on its merits and on the science that's available, and that's why it's been approved.
There obviously are some environmental concerns, though, because there have been more rigorous standards imposed on this latest approval than the previous one. So that would raise a question mark, wouldn't it, that this mine does have the potential to do some environmental damage?
But that's why we go through environmental processes, to ensure that any environmental damage is mitigated or it's offset. And that's why there are a myriad of conditions relating to this proposal, and I'm sure the applicant, the Adani Group, will meet those conditions quite well.
Queensland backbencher George Christensen speaking with Tom Eagleton.